Good morning. We're going to start the halachas of Kriyas HaMegillah, or actually the halachas of hearing the Megillah. Each member of Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv. This applies to men and to women, to hear the Megillah both by night and by day. What's interesting is that the Iker mitzvah is the Kriya by day. That's the Kriya which you read about in the Megillah, that Esther and Mordechai were Mesakin, that they have to read. That Kriya was actually the Kriya which we read by day. Later on, the Gemara says that they came and they added another Chiyuv Kriya by nighttime as well. The Kriya at nighttime has to be done Belayla, which means it has to be done after Tesek Kachovim. If a person would do a Ben Hashmash, it would be a Suffolk. So the Chachil, you cannot do a case where you have a Suffolk going to be Yotzei. In the Bidi Abed, if a person did read it, so theoretically we should argue Sabbath Rabban on the Klula. But the Chayyadim says a person should read it again, obviously without a bracha, because maybe he was Yotzei. The Kriya by day has to be done by day. So now the day starts by Alos HaShachar. The Chazal were concerned that Alos HaShachar is a little bit of a confusing time to people, exactly when it starts. People can make a mistake. So we do not want people reading from Alos HaShachar, because they might end up reading too early when it's still nighttime. Therefore, Chazal said you have to wait till Netzachama. When you wait till Netzachama, it's obviously very clear the sun is up already, and there's no question that it's Yom. However, if a person did read it from Alos HaShachar, b'diavad he's Yotzei. And furthermore, if a person has a need to, he has some type of an onus that would not allow him to read later on, he's allowed to read from Alos HaShachar and onwards. This mitzvah applies to anoshim and v'noshim, men and women. It also applies to children as well. There's a din of chinuch and katanim for Kriyas HaMegillah. Now, the question is, how old does a child have to be that there should be a mitzvah of Mechanachim and Kriyas HaMegillah? So we will see later on that the requirements of fulfilling the mitzvah of listening to the Megillah are somewhat challenging. And the general rule by Chinuch is when we are Mechanach a child to do a mitzvah, we are Mechanachim to do the mitzvah in the real way. If a person wants to take a celery stick and a lemon and give it to his child for a lulav and esrog, that's not chinuch. Chinuch is we're training the child to do the mitzvah properly. That's the idea of chinuch. So we have to do it with the halachas of the mitzvah. And therefore, the mitzvah, the age of chinuch will depend on the requirements of the mitzvah that a child is going to be able to fulfill them. So we will see that that's going to be a little bit older for the purposes of Kriyas HaMegillah, because the requirements are not so easy. Maybe we'll talk about that again when we get to that prat, how old we think that that's going to be. We have to hear the Kriya from a person who's Chayiv. So the question comes up, can I take a bar mitzvah boy, a boy who's just over bar mitzvah, and have him read the Megillah? Now, the Gemara says that for a person to be considered an adult, he has to have two things. He has to have physical maturity. The body is starting to mature physically. And besides that, he has to reach the age of 13 years old. Now, the Gemara says, how do we know that a person reaches the age of 13, that he has the physical maturity? We're not going to check him. So the Gemara says there's a chazaka, there's a halachic assumption. If he reaches the age of 13 years old, for a boy, or 12 years old for a girl, the chazak, if they came to shanim, if they reached the time of the years, they have the simonim, they have the physical indications as well. However, that chazaka is not a vaday, and we only rely on that chazaka for mitzvahs d'rabbanan, not for halachas d'raisa. So now the kriya by nighttime is a d'rabbanan, and therefore you can rely on that chazaka. A bar mitzvah boy could read. A boy who just after bar mitzvah could read the Megillah, even though we don't know for sure if he's reached the age of physical maturity, the actual physical maturity. It doesn't make a difference. We rely on the chazaka. The kriya, which is done by day, is not just midrabanan, but it's something which is mentioned in Tanakh, even though it's not deraisa. So that's referred to as midivrei kabbalah. It's part of the kabbalah that we have. So The Sefer Sharm HaMetzuyonim Bahalacha says over there you cannot rely, just like by the Raisa, you cannot rely on the Chazaka. So by Midiri Kabbalah, also he brings Paisim and says you cannot rely on this chazaka. You cannot use a bar mitzvah boy for the mitzvah of Kriya Samagila. At what age can you use him for the Kriya by day? What age, or how do we know when a person reaches the age where we are allowed to use him for the mitzvah of Kriya Samagila? When a person starts to grow a beard, whether he actually grows a beard or he shaves, but he's starting to sprout facial hair, that means he has reached the point of physical maturity. He's considered an adult in halacha, and you can have him do any mimotzi you in any mitzvah deraisa or midirei kabbalah. A woman cannot be mitzi a man, even a woman are chayiv. It's possible to understand the mitzvah, the way the mitzvah, women have the chiyuv is not to be for kriya but for shmiya. So therefore, she's not chayiv in the mitzvah of kriya. She's not considered bar chiyuv for kriya. Now there are some is a sheet in halacha which says that they could. But the chachila we don't do that because there is an opinion which says that they can't. So we want to definitely make sure that they're going to be, the yotzei. Now, in a case of a tzibur, there is an added issue that says that it's a question of kavanat tzibur not to have a woman read for the tzibur. The Magen Aram brings from a zoyer that a woman should not be moitzi even herself; she should hear from men. Mishmara quotes it. But the Shartzian questions whether that has a halachic status. It's from Kabbalah. It's from the Zohar, and he says that therefore there's no question. But it's not mentioned in halacha the source. So if a woman doesn't have another option, of course she can read and be mitzi herself. Have a good day.